Go to John 1:1. We're going to do a little bit of a Bible study here, so we're going to be going from verse to verse, but I want to tie all of this together. This is very, very important. John 1:1. Are you ready? If you say John 1:1, say amen.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay? That's Jesus. It tells us that in verse 14, John 1:14, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ is the Word.
Yes.
Your sword is Jesus Christ. He has given you His Word. Please understand, when God gave His Word, you can take it to the bank. God's credit based on His Word is 100% reliable.
Yes, it is.
He will never break His Word. You know, sitting there and you're saying, well, then why did this happen and that happen? We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to find out why. But we have to start using the Word of God. We have to start walking into situations and start using the Word of God in those situations. We as Christians don't use the Word. Works the Word and the Word will work.
Amen.
Use the Word. Use your weapon. A new pastor moved into town. And he thought, well, I'm going to take the next few Saturdays and I'm going to go visit the people in the church and introduce myself and get off on a right foot. So he ended up going to this house and he knocked on the door and he could see the lights on and nobody came to the door. And he knocked again and nobody came to the door. So he slipped a little card underneath the door that said Revelation 3:15. The next morning, it was Sunday morning church. After church, an usher came to him and said, Pastor, I don't know what this is, but this was stuck in the offering plate. And he looked at it and he said, oh, yeah, okay. Genesis 3:10. Well, Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Genesis 3:10 says, I heard thy voice and I was afraid because I was naked. Oh. That's using the Word. But you see, in all seriousness, we have a very powerful weapon, and that's the Word of God. That's the Word of God. I want you to look at Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. We need to understand we have the Word living inside of us. Verse 11. Revelation 19, we're going to start with 11. I saw heaven open, and standing before me was a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and his head had many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ is the Word of God, and now Paul is saying, you have got a weapon, and it's the Word. Do you know that when you start speaking the word, that Jesus Christ himself enters into your situation?
Amen.
And he brings all that he has died for into that situation?
Amen.
I'm learning this. We get caught up as Christians complaining to God as if he doesn't know what's going on. You know, and we need to understand. Let's look at it, because I want everybody to see it. Let's go to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. This we've been to before. I'm sure a lot of you have this underlined. This is huge. This is the Word of God. This is something we need to understand. Isaiah 55. So is my word, verse 11. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Do you see God's word won't come back empty? You put God's word into a situation. You may not see it happen for a long time, and you're going to be saying, what is going on? But I can guarantee you God's word is working in that situation. And it will not come back empty. We need to learn to get a hold of the promises of God and start using those in our situations.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to tell God, you know, what's going on. I find myself doing that. Oh God, you need to help me. I've got this problem. And God wants us to bring us our request to him, but not to continue complaining. God, you know I have this problem, but I also know that you have said this, and this is your word, and I am putting your word into this situation because you have promised me it will not return void, but it will set out to accomplish what you have purposed it to do. And if we could start using the word of God, it is such a powerful, powerful weapon. Why don't you see something else, though, that's very interesting? And it's in Psalm 103. Psalm 103. This should get everybody as excited as it gets me. I hope it does. Because this is a tremendous weapon. Psalm 103. We're going to look at verse 20. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. You need to activate the angels? Start talking the word of God. Do you see the angels obey the word of God? That's a weapon you have. That's a weapon you have. The angels obey the word of God. I will tell you that I was coming home from York, Pennsylvania. Some of you know about this, but I'm going to tell the rest of you. I had Cindy Drew in the car with me. I had my daughter and her friend in the car with me. And we were talking about the word of God. We were talking about how good God is. We had just been up to see some Christian friends, and we were just talking about God and his goodness, and we were coming in. Route 1 wasn't finished yet, and you came off the bridge, which was finished, and then you had to get on 13 and go to the light there at Odessa. So I said, well, I'll call Harry and tell him we're on our way home, and I picked up my phone while we were stopped. I said, Harry, we are at the light at Odessa. We should be home in a half hour to 40 minutes. He said, okay. I hung that phone up and looked up, and our car was coming back up over the bridge again.
What?
I have a witness. Is that true, Cindy?
Yes.
You see...
Not like, but I remember it very well.
But do you see what is going on? that the angels were listening to us talk about the word. They were ready to move as soon as we needed angels. You start talking the word, you're going to have angels doing all kinds of exciting things in your life. Use that word. It is powerful. The angels respond to the word of God.
Yes, they did.
The angels respond to the word of God. That wasn't just for me. That is God promising that his angels will respond to the word of God. They'll respond for any of you. Yes. I want you to go to Matthew. We're going to look at a couple of things that are very exciting here.
Matthew.
Lost my time. Matthew chapter 16. I want you to see how the word will work for you. I want you to see this, how the word will work for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Verse 18. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it.
Yes.
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Do you understand what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Now, before you say anything, I want you to go over to Matthew 18, just a couple pages over. And I want you to look at verse 18. Jesus says it again. I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. He says it again. Now look, here's what you need to get out of this. That whole process starts here on earth.
Yes.
It starts with us. And what we bind, heaven will back up. And what we loose, heaven will back up.
Amen.
You need to bind those things that are coming against your children. And heaven will bind them. And you need to loose victory in your children's lives, and heaven will loose victory.
Yes.
You need to bind the spirits that are coming after your finances, and they will be bound in heaven. And when you take the authority to loose those spirits, or loose those finances on earth, it will happen in heaven. Do you see? It starts with us and our authority here on earth, and then heaven backs it up.
Amen.
We're all waiting for heaven to do something. Heaven's saying, get with the program. It starts with you.
Right.
Do you see that?
Yep.
And we're walking around praying, and it's wonderful to pray. Gerg could talk about that as one of the weapons, but there's a right way to pray. But there's also a right way to use your weapon. And we all want to skip using the weapon. And God is saying, look, I have given you this authority. Start using the word.
Yeah.
Use it. Okay. I know, I'm getting excited up here. Whew. Psalm 119. We're not going to look at what happens when you use it. Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Why don't you look at verse 89? This you have to know because you're going to hear over and over again, well, it doesn't work every time. I'm going to tell you, yes, it does. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands. Yes. Psalm 119, verse 89.
Thank you.
Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Do you see that? His word stands firm. His word stands firm. There are certain things that will never, ever change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord your God, and I change not, and my word stands firm forever.
Amen.
And when the word of God changes, that means God himself had to change. And that will never happen. You can trust the word of God. Now here's what Satan does. You start using the word and he'll say, see, that didn't work. See, that didn't work. Well, I know this person. They were a good Christian. It didn't work. I don't know that person, and I'm sure there are a lot of good Christians that don't use the authority of the word of God. That doesn't mean the authority of the word of God is wrong. In order to say that, you have to say that the word of God is inaccurate and that God has changed. And we will not say that in this room. Amen?
Amen.
It will work every single time. It is the word of God. Okay. Slip back a few pages to Psalm 138. I'm going to use the King James Version because I like it better. And I'm going to tell you this is what it says. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Oh, I keep doing that, don't I? Psalm 138, verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Do you have something concerning you? God will perfect it. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. You're saying it's too little. I've told you this. If I've told you once, I know I've said it at least a dozen times. If it matters to you, it matters to God.
Yes.
Nothing is too little for God and nothing is too big for God.
Amen.
If it matters to you, it matters to God. And the Lord will perfect that which concerneth you.
Yes.
Isn't that exciting? Use the word. Use the word. Use the word. I want to go to John 15. How's my time? John 15. This is such a powerful verse.
Yes.
Okay, are you at verse 7? If you remain in me and my words remain in you, if you are using the word of God, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. Use the word. If the God's word is remaining in you, if you are using it, if it's in you, you're going to use it. Because scripture says that out of the heart, the mouth speaks. If the word is in you, it's going to come out.
Amen.
If worry is in you, that's going to come out. If depression is in you, that's going to come out. If anxiousness is in you, that's going to come out. If the word is in you, it is going to come out. Get the word inside of you, and that is what will come out. Ask what you wish, and it will be given to you. I didn't say that. That is not me making up something. That is the word of God, and there is no but, there is no question mark, there is no comma after that, there is a period after that. That is exactly what Jesus said.
Amen.
That's right. That's exactly right. Do you see the word and how important it is? What a tremendous weapon it is.